B-Pod Studios.
And now your host, Walt Disney.
Good evening, friends. Now, this is one we call a happy family musical. So let's get on with the business at hand. I hope you enjoy the show, and incidentally, have a handkerchief handy. If you're like me, you're not only going to laugh a lot, but you're going to shed a few happy tears.
Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, look at this. It's Wednesday already.
And I can't believe I did it.
You did it. You went gigging last night.
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
Oh, what did you do? Well, you did go gigging. I can't believe you did that.
Well, yeah, but I forgot my hat.
Oh.
Can't believe I did it.
I think
it.
I might have an extra hat.
We'll see.
You get it up.
But I did remember because I made Karen a promise last week.
You're going to bring in that Cuban soda.
And I actually remembered.
Good for you. And in doing so, forgot to wear your hat.
Yep. can't remember all of it.
You know, this... Hold on. Oh, there he... Right there.
Oh, looky here. Who signed that? Is that Messer?
That's from our guys.
That's
Messer.
Our buddies.
There, look at that. There you go. Matt Mangus to the rescue again. Got you a cap. Got to get it fitted.
And not just any cap. It's a trucker's cap.
Yeah, that's one of your favorites. I don't know. I don't know if it's your favorite or not. I'm just going along with
it. Well, I like the lower
profile. You need it bigger.
I think
you got to put it on the last snap.
I like the lower profile ones because the headphones go over.
Yeah, there you go. You want to make it a little smaller?
I thought you said the last one.
Well, I didn't know. You ever see those ones with the really big heads like a gourd? They have to put it on the very last snap, and so the back of the snap...
Are you saying my head's like a gourd?
No!
How's this?
Perfect. Is it too snug for you?
A little bit.
Well, that'll work.
That's a nice hat.
Yeah.
What is the meaning of this?
I might have another one. Oh! Richard the engineer left you a note on your computer because he's been elbow deep in it today, I guess.
Well, this isn't a note.
And he didn't know your password.
Oh, okay.
And I am supposed to have, if you ever crash, I'm supposed to have over here somewhere.
A safety button?
A button to start you back up.
Put it in. You're in charge.
Yeah.
Great.
So if it goes off, don't worry about it. I'll push the button and you're in charge.
I mean, I'm in charge.
Because all it says, this little note here, is Mark H and then PW.
And
you mentioned password, but that's not what it would mean to me off the top of my head. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You want to fight about it? I'm not even with anybody.
Yeah, you're a PW.
Now, I know people that are. But...
Yeah, but no, that's password.
Well, that's different then, isn't it?
I got to...
That wasn't meant to antagonize me.
No, I got to give a big thank you. Big shout out. You know our buddy Nigel.
Yeah, how's he doing?
I got a text from him today. Oh, in IM, an instant message on Facebook.
He's one that was born at the wrong time.
Yep.
Because he's good enough for vaudeville.
Yeah, he is. Extremely talented guy.
But within a very limited range. And that's what, like 1920 to 1935.
Yeah. Well, he tipped me off to something. See, this is how well Haney knows me. Watch this. Who is my all-time favorite that I only wish I could have an opportunity to interview, and it was the first concert I ever went to?
Jolson.
No! You know.
The first concert?
And
Herb Alpert.
Yep. So he, and I want all inquiries made. He sent me the trailer. Coming out in May, the trailer itself is phenomenal. Coming out in May, theatrical release, Herb Alpert documentary. From his days when he was born to starting A&M Records to his days with the Tijuana Brass. And it's now, they got the official trailer out now, and it's got contacts, so that maybe, is that the trailer right there? Yeah, hold on. Let me play
it
for you.
This
is actually pretty cool. Start it from the beginning and roll them.
Good evening. I'm Herb Alpert, and welcome.
Your hero.
Yep.
Herb Alpert is a cultural icon.
Funky.
Herb Alpert is always the coolest person in the room.
He's always just Herbie.
Tijuana Brass became that universal sound.
It's the happiest music in existence.
Mm-hmm. I was born in Boyle Heights, east of L.A.
My father came to this country when he was 16 years old on a boat by himself.
When I was in about the third grade, I happened to pick up the trumpet because it fit in my hand. One day I was playing and one of the neighbors yelled out, "Hold it down!" And my mom opened the window and she said, "He's going to play louder."
That's a good mom.
Yeah. He had a jazz propensity, but it was influenced by the mariachis.
Tijuana brass was everywhere.
We have been playing music, and the crew reports Herb Alpert sounds great.
1966, 5 songs in the top 10, sold more records than the Beatles.
We were selling out these huge arenas in 3 minutes. And at that point, I realized, man, I'm rich, I'm famous, but I'm miserable.
You see?
I was treated like a number. Shouldn't a record company revolve around the artist? I thought, if I ever had my own record company, that's what I would do first and foremost.
And that was the start of A&M Records.
I never tried to make a hit record. I always tried to make a good record. If it touches me emotionally, I'm in. I use that process for painting and sculpting.
All of the artists at A&M felt they were part of a family.
Herb empowered so many others.
It was like a paradise for creativity.
He has built his career on touching people, not just through songs, but through his philanthropy.
I just feel like I have to do it. I've been blessed way, way beyond my dreams. I don't think people listen with their ears. I think they listen with their soul.
The fact that Herb is still making records and performing is remarkable.
You never really get to the end product. You never get there. That's the seductive part of being an artist.
Herb Alpert is butter.
I need to know when that's out. We got to have him on about the movie. We got to do it all. I want all inquiries made.
The odd thing, though, is you've never interviewed him on the radio.
No.
But you have interviewed him at least with one question at a time.
Yes.
Multiple times. You've stalked the man and followed him.
I haven't stalked him. I saw him in
Have you shouted questions at the man?
Yes, that is true. And he answered me. It was like...
But you were a safe distance from the man.
I saw him as a kid in 1968. My parents took me.
And you attempted identity theft at that time.
I did.
And you tried to be Herb Alpert.
And then in 2015, 2016, I saw him again up in Clearwater, and he did a Q&A. And I told him how I saw him back in 1968, and he was phenomenal then.
Well,
never
Stan,
had the opportunity to talk to the man.
I just hate to say this, but maybe it should stay the way it is, because if he was speaking to you and, you know, taking your questions and stuff,
yeah,
it seems like it would have been natural for him to then want to come on the show and spend more time with you, but he didn't.
No, he was in the middle of a show.
Uh-huh.
What, am I going to go and tell him right in the middle of the show, come on up, I want to get you on the show?
All right, Stan, I want you to compare and contrast your relationship, or lack thereof, with Herb Alpert to Mr. Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton was phenomenal.
Brought you into his private apartment.
Yep.
Made you a drink.
Yep.
Before he showered. Instructed his immediate family to entertain you while he was waylaid.
Yep.
You just wish that Herb Alpert would treat you like that.
In a perfect world, I'd like to talk to the man. That's one of
maybe it's supposed to
bucket
be
bucket list.
Maybe it's supposed to be from afar.
If it doesn't happen now, it'll never happen. There's, by the way, Rob, there's contacts on there. I don't want anybody making the film. I want Herb. But there's contacts for it. Maybe I'd like to get a review copy of the documentary. You know, they do it for big stars.
Yes, they do.
Yep, we'll be back. Stan and Hayden.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Dan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Hats off to program director Matt Mangus, who just sent emails off to both of the media contacts for the Herb Alpert movie and really laid it on thick.
Well, do I get anybody?
Who do you want? Anybody got a movie coming out?
No.
Anybody got a big hit record coming out?
No. Mm-hmm. They had a really monster hit in 1979.
Who?
I want to talk to the lead guitar player from the Knack.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? What was Rob, his name? What was his name?
Rob, can you make that happen?
See what I can do.
His first name's Burton. His last name is like Avier, A-V. You can find it on an album, The Knack. But he's
spelled with a K, Knack.
And we had the pleasure. Well, we ended up knowing the entire Figer family.
Yeah, we did.
But I've always wanted to talk to the guitar player. And I guess after The Knack, he continued working full time as a musician, doing soundtracks and whatnot. So
yeah.
I think he's an artist, too.
BS artist?
No, you're kind of artist. So maybe.
All right.
So based on all of your experience being a producer, Rob, what you're seeing here as far as the information available to you, does this look like a difficult get or an easy get?
He has not been very active on the internet.
Let's hope he's healthy.
Last thing that was on his Facebook page was 2013, so it's been a while.
I hope he's still with us.
Yeah.
It says on his Wikipedia that he is still alive. He gave an interview back in 2010, but that was the last time that anybody's spoken with him.
You think you could make it happen?
See what I can do. I'll start looking around today.
Because I know he was involved in different projects, but they weren't rock. They were like theater things, I think. I could be wrong, though. I might have dreamed that.
Yeah. Fever dream.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't know why you pushed me to rally.
I didn't push you to do anything.
Yes, you did.
I told you you needed to do it. Last night you went out gigging.
Yeah, well, looking at me today, how do you feel?
How do I feel?
You made the right call?
Yeah, I think so. I heard some of your stuff.
Because I'm a wreck.
Grab bag brought to you by the Peter Mug North. US 41 North Naples.
And I'm telling you, it's your fault. I would have begged off, except you said, he can do it.
Well, you promised him, and he was looking forward to it. Can't let the boy down that much. I'm looking at the...
Besides, you keep saying I'm going to win a Grammy at some point.
Yeah, I'm looking at the stocks. I'm thinking about the Knack, and, well...
Excuse me, they're saying that it's inevitable that the coronavirus is going to hit the United States. What's happening with the stock market? Going down, 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 down. And how would you describe the global economic outlook? You, sir, making minimum wage. How is the coronavirus affecting your savings account? Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all took a hit. What's the latest? All the money's gone, nowhere to go. And what are you feeling with that kind of news? Pressure! Let's get one last update on the economic outlook for the world due to the coronavirus. Going down.
The ghost of Dickie Goodman thanks you.
Yeah, but whoever did that doesn't know who Dickie Goodman
probably
is.
Probably not.
It depends on what stock you own.
Yep. A friend of mine, I just talked to him today. Retired. Last 2 days, lost $80,000.
No.
Yep. $80,000.
No.
Yep.
Oh, so that's brutal.
Today,
I guess it would be impolite to say I'm up.
No, well, it's for some, it's a, you know, a good market.
Well, for some who might read.
Mm-hmm. Today is National Fairy Tale Day.
Now, is this real fairy tales or watered down?
These kind of fairy tales. As Haney and I like to call it, fractured fairy tales. Yeah, it is. It's supposedly National Fairy Tales Day.
Well, fairy tales have evolved over the years.
Yeah, to be softened.
Well, where they are now is they're supposed to be a source of entertainment, wonder, and amazement mm-hmm. for children.
Yep.
When they were written, they were meant to frighten children from doing stupid things, like going in the woods with yep. strange people,
yep.
playing with wild animals,
yep.
Teaching you that a wolf is not a dog.
They were to educate children, not entertain them.
Yeah, they were meant to frighten.
Yep.
And using that tool, that would keep the children safe. They'd be frightened of everything.
We do this from time to time. It's going to amaze you. I graduated high school in 1980. That was 40 years ago. Here is a montage of the number one song this week over the last 40 years. 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago.
So we're starting in
1980.
Okay.
Let's count them down.
Yeah. Number one, this week in music history, 40 years ago. 30 years ago. We come together because I pursue a dream. 20 years ago. Overwhelming gratitude, cause baby, I'm so thankful I found you. 10 years ago.
See what I mean? Speaking of this TikTok stuff, what the hell is this latest thing
well,
now?
Well, it's China. China owns TikTok.
Skull Crusher. Have you seen a kid in New Jersey's near death right now?
I thought you were talking about the old kids in the hall bit. I'm crushing your head.
Yeah, it's the old Skull Crusher. You and two of your buddies, you jump in the air. Your buddies kick your feet from out under you so that you land right on your back on the floor and maybe bust your head open or something.
And this is on purpose? That's
yeah.
the desired outcome.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, no, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah. It's now, I guess, the popular thing now on the TikTok for the kids.
But that's Red China. Why aren't they waking up to it?
Skull Crusher.
Don't they realize that's China trying to hurt you?
Show Haney, he's not familiar with what the kids are into today. Rob, the Skull Crusher.
And Ed said an error occurred. Try later.
There we go.
This is people talking about it.
Yeah, and then there we go. Skull Crusher. Oh, and they kick their legs out from under him.
So no.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
You know what that's? Are chiropractors behind that?
Something. Kids think it's great. Haney?
I don't get that.
Me neither.
Yeah, go back to the knack, Rob.
This is a game. Here's a commercial back in the day for Head & Shoulders shampoo. Who are the two actresses in this Head & Shoulders commercial?
Lucy, let me borrow your shampoo.
What a roommate. Can't you ever buy your own stuff?
Well, Lucy, I'm not exactly dressed to go to the store right now.
How convenient.
Head & Shoulders. I know it really works against your dandruff, but what about my gorgeous hair?
Your gorgeous hair will love it. You know, it is the best-selling shampoo in America.
Best-selling dandruff shampoo, you mean?
Best-selling shampoo of any kind.
Know what I think?
You think you look adorable.
Not just that, hon. I think your shampoo did a terrific sexy number on my hair. I love it.
I'm glad. Now you could buy the Head & Shoulders. We're out.
Okay. Can I borrow some money?
Head & Shoulders. Hates your dandruff. Loves your hair.
Landers Sisters?
No. Turn around.
Aww.
Penny Marshall and Farrah Fawcett.
More Farrah. Although I always thought Penny Marshall seemed like she'd be fun.
Yeah, just needed some braces. I love this. How would you like to take your car into the shop because it needs a repair? You haven't seen it for 3 weeks and the mechanics put 1,000 miles on your car.
It happens.
This is Clearwater. A guy took his 2003 Jeep Liberty into the shop for repairs, and they didn't get it back to him for 3 weeks. When they finally did, he found sand inside the Jeep, along with a pair of women's underwear. It had also been driven 1,000 miles. And somebody also racked up a bunch of parking tickets.
Well loved.
So a local TV news reporter went to the repair shop with microphone in hand to question them about what they did with this guy's car.
Well, I'm sitting here having to walk everywhere. I'm 1,000% sure of that one. Yes, that was not there. I want the person to lose their job. I mean, that's just not right to take anybody's car like that.
So it sounds like somebody was joyriding in his vehicle.
Okay, well, it wasn't me.
You know anything about that?
That guy's crazy.
He's crazy? How?
Yeah, I don't know. Where would he make that up at? That's what civil court's for, let him bring the ticket.
He says he has 1,000 miles on his vehicle while it was supposed to be here fixed. Now it's not fixed. And there was women's underwear in the back seat.
Oh, I don't like your attitude, so all that. Weirdo.
Didn't like the reporter's
deny,
attitude.
Deny,
yeah, that's what
deny,
deny. This is good, Tina Haney.
Do you know how to log into the network here?
Huh? You got it. You know your password?
Yeah.
And it's not logged on?
No.
I don't know. The engineer will know.
It's always... I guess I could try a reboot. It should pop up.
Sure.
Do you think?
I don't know.
All right.
Seminole High School. That's just outside of Orlando. Is Sanford area. A baseball coach got excited in a speech to his team last year after they won the school's first state championship in 3 decades. In doing so and congratulating his team, he dropped a few F-bombs.
Well, that happens.
Yep. The school fired him.
No.
School fired him. Seminole High School, Sanford.
There's a difference between an F-bomb in anger and an F-bomb in joy.
After people in the town protested a year after this happened, the principal decided I was wrong and reinstated him.
Thank you.
This is what he got fired for.
Oh, state!
Yeah! Yeah! Coach.
We got this right here. No one else has it. It's ours.
Yeah! Coach!
You guys showed up. You played the game. You played it right. You never panicked. He got type 1 diabetes.
Yeah, coach.
Got fired for that. But they hired him back.
But that's what coach does.
Yes, I know that.
Way to go, Coach.
And Coach isn't a title or a name. It's an entity that lives on through the decades.
Yep.
When I say Coach, everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Yep, Lou Saban. With the help of, this is amazing video. With the help of other good Samaritans, a guy in Boca Raton pulled a woman out from a sinking car on Sunday. It turned out she drove into a canal while having a seizure. She was out cold. Luckily, he got her out just in time before the car went underwater, which would have killed her.
She's out cold.
Go open.
T, get a hammer out the truck.
She's having a seizure still. You need help? Hurry up, guys. Hurry up,
Dad, jump out. Dad, get out.
Jumped out, pulled off my pants, and dove in. I had to go underwater and pulled the seatbelt off of her. Well, her head was above water still the whole time. Lucky that the windows were cracked enough where I could climb in there and lower them down.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Somebody's messed with my password.
Oh, I think Richard might have changed it because he didn't know yours to get into it.
Oh.
I don't know for a fact, but you might need to talk to him.
Is he here?
Yeah, I think so. Let's wrap up the audio grab bag with wise words from the late, great George Carlin.
Oh, absolutely.
And with all of the panic going on about the coronavirus, George Carlin told us a long time ago.
What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans panic easily. So now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
I miss him.
Yep, a lot. Guest on the show. We'll be back. I've got something from Stan's local beat today that I don't know how I feel about it, but even law enforcement says they weren't breaking any laws, but has got a community in an uproar. Something must be done. This can't be. There's got to be a law against it. I caught them right in the act. But the cops will tell you there's not a law against it on the books.
Yeah, cops got they got a tough job because you think, well, of course I know what.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Hats off to program director Matt Mangus, who just sent emails off to both of the media contacts for the Herb Alpert movie and really laid it on thick.
Well, do I get anybody?
Who do you want? Anybody got a movie coming out?
No.
Anybody got a big hit record coming out?
No. Mm-hmm. They had a really monster hit in 1979.
Who?
I want to talk to the lead guitar player from the Knack.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? What was
Rob,
his name? What was his name?
Rob, can you make that happen?
See what I can do.
His first name's Burton. His last name is like Avier, A-V. You can find it on an album, The Knack. But he's
spelled with a K, Knack.
And we had the pleasure. Well, we ended up knowing the entire Figer family.
Yeah, we did.
But I've always wanted to talk to the guitar player. And I guess after The Knack, he continued working full-time as a musician, doing soundtracks and whatnot. So
yeah.
I think he's an artist, too.
BS artist?
No, you're kind of artist. So maybe.
All right.
So based on all of your experience being a producer, Rob, what you're seeing here as far as the information available to you, does this look like a difficult get or an easy get?
He has not been very active on the internet.
Let's hope he's healthy.
Last thing that was on his Facebook page was 2013, so it's been a while.
I hope he's still with us.
Yeah.
It says on his Wikipedia that he is still alive. He gave an interview back in 2010, but that was the last time that anybody's spoken with him.
You think you could make it happen?
See what I can do. I'll start looking around today.
Because I know he was involved in different projects, but they weren't rock. They were like theater things, I think. I could be wrong, though. I might have dreamed that.
Yeah. Fever dream.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't know why you pushed me to rally.
I didn't push you to do anything.
Yes, you did.
I told you you needed to do it. Last night you went out gigging.
Yeah, well, looking at me today, how do you feel?
How do I feel?
You made the right call?
Yeah, I think so. I heard some of your stuff.
Because I'm a wreck.
Grab bag brought to you by the Peter Mug North. US 41 North Naples.
And I'm telling you, it's your fault. I would have begged off, except you said, he can do it.
Well, you promised him, and he was looking forward to it. Can't let the boy down that much. I'm looking at the...
Besides, you keep saying I'm going to win a Grammy at some point.
Yeah, I'm looking at the stocks. I'm thinking about the Knack. And, well...
Excuse me, they're saying that it's inevitable that the coronavirus is going to hit the United States. What's happening with the stock market? Going down, 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 down. And how would you describe the global economic outlook? You, sir, making minimum wage. How is the coronavirus affecting your savings account? Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all took a hit. What's the latest? All the money's gone, nowhere to go. And what are you feeling with that kind of news? Pressure! Let's get one last update on the economic outlook for the world due to the coronavirus. Going down.
The ghost of Dickie Goodman thanks you.
Yeah, but whoever did that doesn't know who Dickie Goodman
probably
is.
Probably not.
It depends on what stock you own.
Yep. Friend of mine, I just talked to him today. Retired. Last 2 days, lost $80,000.
No.
Yep. $80,000.
No.
Yep.
Oh, so that's brutal.
Today,
I guess it would be impolite to say I'm up.
No, well, for some, it's a a good market.
Well, for some who might read.
Mm-hmm. Today is National Fairy Tale Day.
Now, is this real fairy tales or watered down?
These kind of fairy tales. Annie and I like to call it fractured fairy tales. Yeah, it is. It's supposedly National Fairy Tales Day.
Well, fairy tales have evolved over the years.
Yeah, to be softened.
Well, where they are now is they're supposed to be a source of entertainment, wonder, and amazement mm-hmm. for children.
Yep.
When they were written, they were meant to frighten children from doing stupid things, like going in the woods with yep. strange people,
yep.
playing with wild animals,
yep.
Teaching you that a wolf is not a dog.
They were to educate children, not entertain them.
Yeah, they were meant to frighten.
Yep.
And using that tool, that would keep the children safe. They'd be frightened of everything.
We do this from time to time. It's going to amaze you. I graduated high school in 1980. That was 40 years ago. Here is a montage of the number one song this week over the last 40 years. 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago.
So we're starting in
1980.
Okay.
Let's count them down.
Yeah. Number one, this week in music history, 40 years ago. 30 years ago. We come together because I was a 20 years ago. Years ago.
See what I mean? Speaking of this TikTok stuff, what the hell is this latest thing
well,
now?
Well, it's China. China owns TikTok.
Skull Crusher. Have you seen a kid in New Jersey's near death right now?
I thought you were talking about the old kids in the hall bit. I'm crushing your head.
Yeah, it's the old Skull Crusher. You and two of your buddies, you jump in the air. Your buddies kick your feet from out under you so that you land right on your back on the floor and maybe bust your head open or something.
And this is on purpose? That's
yeah.
the desired outcome.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, it's now, I guess, the popular thing now on the TikTok for the kids.
But that's Red China. Why aren't they waking up to it?
Skull Crusher.
Don't they realize that's China trying to hurt you?
Show Haney, he's not familiar with what the kids are into today. Rob, the Skull Crusher.
And Ed said an error occurred. Try later.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
This is people talking about it.
Yeah, and then there we go. Skull Crusher. Oh, and they kick their legs out from under them.
So no.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
You know what that's? Are chiropractors behind that?
Something. Kids think it's great. Haney?
I don't get that.
Me neither.
Yeah, go back to the knack, Rob.
This is a game. Here's a commercial back in the day for Head & Shoulders shampoo. Who are the two actresses in this Head & Shoulders commercial?
Lucy, let me borrow your shampoo.
What a roommate. Can't you ever buy your own stuff?
Well, Lucy, I'm not exactly dressed to go to the store right now.
How convenient.
Head and Shoulders. I know it really works against your dandruff, but what about my gorgeous hair?
Your gorgeous hair will love it. You know, it is the best-selling shampoo in America.
Best-selling dandruff shampoo, you mean?
Best-selling shampoo of any kind.
Know what I think?
You think you look adorable.
Not just that, hon. I think your shampoo did a terrific sexy number on my hair. I love it.
I'm glad. Now you could buy the Head & Shoulders. We're out.
Okay. Can I borrow some money?
Head & Shoulders. Hates your dandruff. Loves your hair.
Landers Sisters?
No.
Turn around.
Aww.
Penny Marshall and Farrah Fawcett.
More Farrah. Although I always thought Penny Marshall seemed like she'd be fun.
Yeah, just needed some braces. I love this. How would you like to take your car into the shop because it needs a repair? You haven't seen it for 3 weeks and the mechanics put 1,000 miles on your car.
It happens.
Yeah. This is Clearwater. Guy took his 2003 Jeep Liberty into the shop for repairs, and they didn't get it back to him for 3 weeks. When they finally did, he found sand inside the Jeep, along with a pair of women's underwear. It had also been driven 1,000 miles. And somebody also racked up a bunch of parking tickets.
Well loved.
So a local TV news reporter went to the repair shop with microphone in hand to question them about what they did with this guy's car.
Well, I'm sitting here having to walk everywhere. I'm 1,000% sure of that one. Yes, that was not there. I want the person to lose their job. I mean, that's just not right to take anybody's car like that.
So it sounds like somebody was joyriding in his vehicle.
Okay, well, it wasn't me.
You got an idea about that?
The guy's crazy.
He's crazy? How?
Yeah, I don't know. Where would he make that up? That's what civil court's for, letting bring the ticket.
He says he has 1,000 miles on his vehicle while it was supposed to be here fixed. Now it's not fixed. And there was women's underwear in the back seat.
Oh, I don't like your attitude, so all that.
Weirdo. Didn't like the reporter's
deny attitude.
Yeah, that's what deny. You gotta do. This will get to you, Haney.
Do you know how to log into the network here?
Huh? You gotta, you know your password?
Yeah.
And it's not logged on?
No.
I don't know. The engineer will know.
I guess I could try a reboot. It should pop up.
Sure.
Do you think?
I don't know.
All right.
Seminole High School, that's just outside of Orlando, is Sanford area. A baseball coach got excited in a speech to his team last year after they won the school's first state championship in 3 decades. In doing so and congratulating his team, he dropped a few F-bombs.
Well, that happens.
Yep. The school fired him.
No.
School fired him. Seminole High School, Sanford.
There's a difference between an F-bomb in anger and an F-bomb in joy.
After people in the town protested a year after this happened, the principal decided I was wrong and reinstated him.
Thank you.
This is what he got fired for.
Oh, state!
Yeah! Yeah! Coach.
We got this right here. No one else has it. It's ours.
Yeah! Coach!
You guys showed up. You played the game. You played it right. You never panicked. He got type 1 diabetes.
Yeah, coach.
Got fired for that. But they hired him back.
But that's what coach does.
Yes, I know that. Way to go, coach.
And coach isn't a title or a name. It's an entity that lives on through the decades.
Yep.
When I say coach, everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Yep, Lou Saban. this is amazing video. With the help of other Good Samaritans, a guy in Boca Raton pulled a woman out from a sinking car on Sunday. It turned out she drove into a canal while having a seizure. She was out cold. Luckily, he got her out just in time before the car went underwater, which would have killed her.
She's out cold.
Open. T, get a hammer out the truck.
She's having a seizure still. You need help?
Hurry up, guys.
Done. Dad, jump out! Dad, get out!
Jumped out, pulled off my pants, and dove in. I had to go underwater and pulled the seatbelt off of her. Well, her head was above water still the whole time. Lucky that the windows were cracked enough where I could climb in there and lower them down.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Somebody's messed with my password.
Oh, I think Richard might have changed it because he didn't know yours to get into it.
Oh.
I don't know for a fact, but you might need to talk to him.
Is he here?
Yeah, I think so. Let's wrap up the audio grab bag with wise words from the late, great George Carlin.
Oh, absolutely.
And with all of the panic going on about the coronavirus, George Carlin told us a long time ago.
What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans panic easily. So now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
I miss him.
Yep, a lot. Guest on the show. We'll be back. I've got something from Stan's local beat today that I don't know how I feel about it, but even law enforcement says they weren't breaking any laws, but has got a community in an uproar. Something must be done. This can't be. There's got to be a law against it. I caught them right in the act. But the cops will tell you there's not a law against it on the books.
Yeah, cops got they got a tough job because you think, well, of course I know what crime is. Of course I know what's against the law. But then you get that dick that comes along and goes, oh, yeah? What is this? Is this a Florida statute? Is this a federal? Can you cite the code? No, you're a jerk and you're getting in the back of my car.
No laws were broken, but they're trying to get this guy. Well, shame him.
Because he's a jerk?
I don't know that I would do what he did, especially in the circumstance, although I have kind of seen it before.
Forget the law. Right and wrong. Is he right or wrong?
I would not have done it.
Okay.
But who am I to say? I'll let you guys be the judge. Stan's local beat coming up next. And meanwhile, Haney and I are going to go out in the hall and ask people if they want to play the skull crusher. We'll film it for TikTok.
Why would you want to do that for a Chinese website?
Nobody knows it's that. Everything else is Chinese. Do you know? Everything's Chinese. They're worried about the price of sugar-free sodas because your major manufacturers, your biggest names out there in soda, are worried because they won't get enough sweetener from China for their drinks. Everything's from China.
Yeah, well, don't worry about your diet drinks. Worry about medication because it's all been offshored to India and China.
TikTok. TikTok.
TikTok indeed.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Wednesday edition, and the lovely Karen has joined us in studio. Hello.
We got treats today.
Woo! I love treats. I need a treat.
Yep. Now, when you see this, you tell everybody, because Haney has it. He loves it.
Okay.
And you said you're familiar with it.
It's either one or two drinks. Okay.
What is that?
Mate Rava.
That's short for Cuban beer.
Oh.
Do you know what this is?
Yes, I do, but I thought it was something different. Ooh, they're nice and cold.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what is this? I have never had it.
Yeah, I have to. Hold on.
Yerba mate.
Is it what you thought it was, or is it different?
It's a different one, but. Oh, I've had these. It's kind of like pineapple-y. It's carbonated. They're really good. But it
puts you more in mind of drinking a beer or like champagne.
Yes. Have you looked at that?
All right. So how do you properly say
the name?
What
have I looked at?
Oh, what? Like the nutritional facts on it?
You can't pay attention to that.
Oh, my God. There's like 42 grams of sugar.
Is that a lot of sugar?
Yeah, that's a lot.
So it's Materva.
Materva.
I taste.
But you'll swear you're doing something wrong when you taste it.
I'll be the judge of this.
This tastes like my childhood. It tastes so good.
Let's see about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tropical.
It is. It's very. And you can like. Really taste like the cane sugar after. It's really good.
But you'll swear it must be alcoholic.
It's tropical, a good way to describe it.
And it's an acquired taste too. Like it's
not. No, it's actually it's almost like drinking a carbonated punch.
Mm-hmm,
kind of
mm-hmm.
like that.
It's so good though. Oh, thank you for bringing this in.
You're more than welcome.
It's really good.
I love that it's made in the USA.
Does it make you think that you're drinking something alcoholic or no?
No, it does not.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I had it, it did. This time, it's nice and cold.
Yeah, it's good.
And,
it's nice.
And it's got a little, the flavor's a little different than the first time mm-hmm. I had it. Like you said, maybe once you acquire mm-hmm. the taste.
It's so good, though.
Well, I like it. It's really good. How do you say it again?
It is Materva. Materva.
Materva.
Materva.
Well, you sound like Eastern European when you say
it. Yeah, Materva.
You say it again. Say it again, Karen.
Materva.
Materva.
It's like a plant. It's a yerba mate soda. So it's like a... Okay.
It's in the poison ivy family.
What?
It's kind of like... You know how there's like cane, like sugar cane?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a plant. It's kind of like a...
Yerba mate is a plant.
Correct. Mate, yerba mate is a plant. Because yerba means like plant, like... Yeah.
So is it... So it's like related to cane sugar, that type of plant?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know that like...
Nazdrovia.
But I mean, that sweetness definitely is coming from it because I can taste it.
Yeah,
There's also 42 grams of sugar in it.
But I mean, come on, if you're going to indulge.
Do it right.
I told you it was a treat, so you're allowed.
Thank you, I love it, yes.
All right, smarter than Haney. You know how the game's played.
Something you would probably never do for yourself.
No.
Oh my God, that's too much sugar. But I forced it on you.
I love it, yay. I love it though, I love it, I need it, I need
Six
it.
Rob, what do you think of it?
Rob, do you have a can over there, Rob?
I do, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
Very good, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rob, thank you for thanking Haney.
You know what?
Thank you, Karen.
Of course.
I bet you guys.
Thank you, Haney.
If you put just a touch of a nice dark rum.
Mm-hmm. This would be delicious.
Thank you for suggesting that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rob, thank you.
Thank you, Stan.
Karen,
thank you.
Thank
you, Rob.
Karen,
thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Six categories.
And I will have the audience know.
What?
That we kept that going late into the evening.
Oh, yeah.
By text.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for thanking me, Haney. Thank you.
And thank you for thanking me late into the evening. And continuing,
you bet, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Rob.
Rob,
Thank you, Stan. Thank you, Haney.
Because, you know, Rob is the one that kept it cold. Yes. So I want to say thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I couldn't have kept it cold if you didn't bring it in. So thank you, Haney.
Well, thank you, Rob.
Thank you for my treat.
Thank you, Stan. Yeah,
thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Six categories. First person to get all
somewhere.
Six. What?
Junior is saying you're welcome.
What a boob. If you get more right than Haney, you're going to get a pair of tickets to Knotfest Monday, June 15th at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach.
Well, are you sure or not?
I think. Slipknot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haney. A Day to Remember, Under Oath, and Code Orange, all performing there. Tickets available at Live Nation, but those tickets can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it, Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions, what a f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Thank you.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me,
the bottle says, if you drink, don't drive. If you drink, drink Madeira.
That's a good slogan. Thank you, Karen.
I love the way you say that. Yeah. Say it again.
Madeira.
Oh. Thank you. Thank
that
you,
is
Haney.
So eloquent. Thank
Karen,
you.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
Six categories. Karen is your lifeline. For one category, you must say, I'd like to use Karen before I ask the question. You must get at least two right to be eligible for a prize. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, you lose. All right, let's get somebody on the phone. Random Stan and Haney listener does not necessarily mean the first person we take.
Mm-hmm.
Karen?
Release the phones.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haney.
Karen, thanks.
You're welcome.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Scotty. How are you doing, Stan?
Good, Scotty. Would you like to play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I would love to play.
All right. Say hi to Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scotty.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Scotty, say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Scotty. Good luck.
And, yes, thank you.
And thank you. And you're familiar how this game is played, right, Scotty?
Absolutely, Stan.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The categories, people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card. We begin the round, and again, Scotty, you got to get at least two right to be eligible for the prize. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. Mark, category.
People and places.
All right, listen to the question, though, Scotty. If he can't answer it, you can steal, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Haney.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haney. When photographed, what does Arnold Schwarzenegger smoke?
When photographed?
Yeah, you've seen him around, and he gets on film and on covers of magazines. He's been photographed smoking something. What does he smoke?
I'm just trying to think of a magazine he's been on the cover of. I know he's been on the cover of Cigar Aficionado, but I'm trying to think of what he smoked there,
cigar.
Though. It may have
cigar.
Been a cigar.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Scotty, category?
Science and nature.
Science and nature. Thank you for that category, Scotty.
And thank you, Rob, for being on the ball. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
According to, I guess, a survey or studies, which residents walk faster, those living in big cities or those in small towns? Big cities or small towns, Scotty, in science and nature?
Big cities.
You are correct. Big cities. All they, right. They walk faster
in Hear science me out. And nature. I don't think that's true.
Look, I'm just going what's on the card, look, and I would agree.
He can keep his point. I'm not arguing that. But you got a lot of foot traffic in big cities.
And then you've got to move fast.
But sometimes you can't move fast, whereas in a small town, you can move as fast as you want to.
That's a faulty logic.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Science!
You cannot steal this one, Scotty, because you already have the category.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Haney, in science and nature, what jewels did South Africa's Big Hole mine yield 14.5 million carats of?
Diamonds.
You are correct. Diamonds. All right, Scotty. People and places, entertainment, history, sports and leisure, wild card.
Well, can I pick my lifeline?
You sure can.
Can I pick the category for my lifeline?
You can either pick the category, you can have her pick the category, whatever you want.
Entertainment.
Let's do it.
All right. Okay, for Scotty, Karen,
yes.
In entertainment. What 1990 movie sees actor Johnny Depp with various kinds of shears in his hands?
Edward Scissorhands.
You are correct in entertainment. Woo-hoo! Edward Scissorhands. You got that for Scotty.
Yes.
Haney?
Thank you, Karen.
Of course.
Thank you. Entertainment, history, sports and leisure, wild card, Haney.
Entertainment
for Haney. What cartoon kid, Haney, did Time Magazine at one time dub a sassy underachiever with a paper bag head? Time Magazine said this cartoon kid is a sassy underachiever with a paper bag head.
Is there an era we're talking about or no?
No. Time Magazine described this cartoon character kid as a sassy underachiever with a paper bag head.
Bart Simpson.
Correct.
The only thing that concerned me is if you were going back to the 30s or something.
Oh, no, well, it didn't have a date. All right, Scotty. People and places, history, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go with history.
History for Scotty. Interesting, since it's National Fairy Tale Day. What's the last name of the two brothers who collected German fairy tales?
Schwartz?
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal. This is in a tennis match.
Thank you.
You can break serve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grimm.
Thank you.
Grimm fairy tales.
The Brothers Grimm.
Yep. Haney, you have control of the board. You have
thank you.
Not. Thank you. You have not used a lifeline yet. Sports and leisure, wild card.
Karen, if you please.
Yes.
Sports and leisure or wild card?
Let's do wild card.
All right.
Yes.
Karen.
Yes.
In wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it's with Fairy Tale Day. This, I guess, is a nursery rhyme.
Okay.
Whose lamb followed her to school in a nursery rhyme? Whose lamb followed her to school in a nursery rhyme?
Mary?
Yes, all it right. is Mary.
She did have a little lamb.
She did have a little
yes,
lamb.
Yes, she did.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah, thank you.
Its fleece was white as snow. All right, Scotty. That was a backbreaker there for you.
Yes, it was.
People
thank
in
you.
Thank you. People and places, history, sports and leisure, a wild card.
Wild card.
All right, wild card. All right. Listen carefully, Scotty, in wild card. What does ... represent in Morse code?
SOS.
Yes, sir. Yes. In wild card.
Was there any chance it would have been anything else? Is there anything else in Morse code?
I don't know. But again, I guess I wasn't, but I guess if you were a Boy Scout, you would have learned that.
True.
Thank you.
Haney, you are at match point.
Ooh, thank
in
you.
Sports and leisure. Scotty, if Haney gets this, the game is over. He wins. If he
yes,
misses,
sir.
You have the category open. You can steal, and then you will gain control as well.
Thank you.
In sports and leisure, Haney, what are the two red suits in a deck of cards? The two red suits in a deck of cards.
Hearts and diamonds.
Yes, right. sir, the winner.
Thank
nice
you.
Job.
Thank
you. Know, when he broke your serve there, Scotty, that's when the game changed.
That's it. Congratulations, Haney.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scotty. You did get three right, which and also with the help of Karen getting you to three. But you only needed two to be eligible for a prize. We got the Knotfest tickets for you. However, you did not beat Haney, so you must tell him something.
Haney, you are smarter than me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scotty. Thank you. And you got the tickets. Hold the line, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Haney, thank you.
Thank you.
Karen, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, this was just fantastic. And thank you, Haney, for the soda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What is it, Karen?
Thank you.
What is it?
Oh, Materva.
Thank you.
And, of course, we can't forget Rob there behind
thank
the
you.
Scenes. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Haney, let's close the door on this thing.
You are stupid. I am smart. Know your role.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Play your part. I'm as shrewd
nice
as
job,
shrewd
Haney. Thank you.
Thank you.
No one f***s with Mark Haney.
Take your prizes, hat in hand.
Now you finally start to understand. Nothing personal, that's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Thank you. We're going to get your first look at traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. From the Absolute Law text line, comment about the story we did in the local beat about the dog on the flatbed truck. Absolute Law text line. A lot of people responded to this. Good pro and con. Stan, I have seen that before with the dog in the back of the flatbed, and the rope is tied at a length that keeps them from reaching the edge of the flatbed. I saw that story in the news this morning, and I agree that the dog did not look comfortable, but I guarantee you he couldn't have hung himself falling off the side of the flatbed truck. I don't want to take the gamble. Oh,
I found this in my...
It's not best practices.
It is not. I wanted you to see this. I found it in my grandmother's belongings when she passed away and we cleaned out. I had a bunch of boxes and stuff.
Oh, you mean the stuff that nobody else thought was valuable?
Yeah, and I found it. I told you I had this. Remember I was telling you how my grandfather played with Doy Odell,
mm-hmm.
the country western guy, and look what I found. It's his songbook. And
I love it.
In the songbook, he has his band and stuff in the movies that he's been in. And it's he's got a picture of my grandfather and my grandfather with a picture of my mom when she was a little baby. You can look at there. Just show you the.
Okay, where am I looking?
Down at the bottom.
On this page?
Yep. But bottom there. Go down. And there they are. My
which one?
The two to the left.
On this
no,
one?
On that other page right there. That's my grandfather and my my mom when she was a baby.
This one?
No, my God.
Or this one?
Bottom.
Well, he's on a horse.
That's my grandfather and my mom.
Oh, I didn't see her there.
And that's my grandfather. There he is, Eddie Lee. And then there's pictures of Doy Odell and his troop.
No, your mom's so tiny, I didn't even see her in the picture. That's why I was.
And then on the back of it, they all sign their autographs on the back of the cover of the book. But I wanted to show it to you.
This is amazing.
Yeah. But it's got all of his.
Oh
music
my
stuff.
God! There's Doy Odell, Tex Ritter.
Oh yeah, they were buddies.
Red Foley.
Yeah, that was the group my grandfather hung around with.
That is when America was wide open.
So my grandmother told them to give it up,
and he listened.
Yep.
He shouldn't have.
No.
Oh, and there's our buddy Sleepy Hunter. He's the one with the funny hat.
Yo,
that's your
Sleepy.
Comic relief.
Yeah, Sleepy. But it has all of his songs and stuff that he did there. I thought you might want to see it.
Oh, absolutely. And look at this. Not only is it a songbook, but it's very detailed. It actually has the parts written out for ukulele and
yeah.
tenor banjo.
Oh, yeah.
It's got it for every
yeah,
instrument.
Got all that stuff there.
Let's oh, go. This is really cool.
Yeah. I thought you might want to see it. Let's get you updated
yes,
on traffic
sir.
For your drive home this afternoon.
That is a treasure.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? Oh, careful. And then, here, let me show you, because I guess my grandfather signed it, and then Doy told it to me amigos. That's my grandmother and my grandfather and my mom, and he signed that, and then, of course, my grandfather signed it, too.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah. I thought you
no
might like to
wonder.
See that.
You know, I'll admit, I was skeptical when you came out with the album Lonesome Cowboy,
yeah.
but you've got the pedigree
damn
for
damn right.
It.
Yeah. All right, let's see what we got here. Two things on the board, both of them Fort Myers. Got a crash, Crystal Drive, and how do you say this? Amedicus Lane. Crystal Drive and Amedicus Lane, and then also Fort Myers, crash, College Parkway in South Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record, Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. Here's what's coming up. You can expect this in less than an hour.
Coming up, in less than an hour on the news. We will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
You know, I don't know if you're aware of this, Stan, but a couple of buddies of mine thought it would be a hoot if they got married on Leap Day. And I don't know what year it was, but I had to go to
1991.
Oh, you're exactly right. I didn't even know he knew that, but I had to go to two weddings in one day because they thought it was such a hoot.
Remember you saying that story once to me?
Yeah, that it was Leap Day because they wouldn't have to worry about an anniversary every year.
Yeah. Don't do it. Don't get married on Valentine's Day, New Year's Day, Leap Year Day, any kind of day like that, because it comes back to haunt you.
Well, and I don't know if I finished the story with you, but it turns out both of those fellas ended up getting divorced pretty quick.
Yeah.
I guess joke was on them. Well, Miller Lite is aware of the novelty of Leap Day. So they are celebrating by giving out cases of free beer on Leap Day.
All right.
We will tell you how all of that works. It's legit.
Yeah, in less than an hour, we'll tell you.
You're a 75-year-old man. You're in the hospital. And the nurses ignore you. What to do? Well, one man's set his noggin to working, and, well, he figured if he set his hospital bed on fire, they'd have to pay attention to him now, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's a nice one. You know, many people speak of karma without truly understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this might qualify. A woman's lost ring is returned almost immediately after she returns someone else's lost ring. I think that would qualify.
Mm-hmm. I just had a woman text me on the phone.
Personally?
Yes, to remind me that it was leap year 1992. My correction on that, leap year 1992.
And I will
tell
you.
Two weddings.
Unprecedented.
Yeah.
Now I hold it to two weddings per year. And my last year of that policy was 2019. Now I don't go. Everybody's married that needs to be.
Yep.
And finally, a 23-year-old Florida woman is arrested driving topless. Again, she's driving topless.
Yeah.
While giving her boyfriend a sexual favor for his birthday. Great multitasker.
Yeah.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Mark, thank you.
Thank you.
Laughter.
Thank you.
It's that time again. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you.
Stan.
Stan.
Thank you, Haney.
Thank you.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, with the stock market being a little iffy for about 2 days, it's obviously time to panic.
I'm going to die.
You know, I don't have many clients. It's pretty much only Stan that I will be a financial advisor for. But he's fine, okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Not everyone is as lucky as Stan to have me as a personal financial advisor.
Jesus.
You know what? You're moaning.
What?
And now? I want you to make it clear right
what?
Now. Have I ever, ever led you wrong?
I did not
lead. Ever.
Not, well, no. Okay. You're. You know what? Thank you.
Thank you. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you have a bad financial advisor.
Top signs you have a bad financial advisor. Yeah, when he tells you to cash it all in and go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. You can't help but notice he seems to have replaced a missing tooth with a Lego. He brings in a landscaper when you ask him to discuss hedge funds.
You got to be out of your mind.
Yeah.
He thinks Dow Jones is that guy on CNN.
Yeah.
You just received a text in which he informs you that Sears is a golden investment opportunity.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
Oh, shut up! Don't even!
You shut your mouth, woman. She likes it when I talk like that.
Yeah, yeah. Does. She smiles when you say that.
Yeah, now what's the situation with you, doll?
And tell me what situation you're having.
Well...
How? Can you speak like an adult, please?
Okay, now you go and spoil it. Every time I think we're getting along. Top signs you have a bad financial advisor.
Yes.
He doesn't have a degree, but he assures you he's seen Trading Places like 100 times. He puts out a newsletter at the beginning of the year and advises that for the 25th straight year, hold on to those beanie babies. The market's about to rebound.
Stand up your right to party, babe.
Yeah. Remember, that was the craze. Those collectible beanies. What were they? Beanie babies? What were they?
Yeah.
And
the women would go nuts. I mean, there'd be brawls over these stuffed pieces of junk.
Yeah, and today they're worth about 50 cents.
All right, so we're going to go low for the last two here.
Okay.
After you tell him you want to invest in something with consistent growth, he says, how about your wife's ass?
Stan, you're such an idiot!
Ah, come on. Talk like an adult.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
Those are the only two tones right there.
Stan, you're such an idiot! You're such an idiot!
Yeah, and can we speak like an adult?
Can you speak like an adult, please?
Yeah. It's what we like to call fire and ice. There's no in-between.
None.
That's why when you get stuck between the two, it's nice to go see your buddy, who is a nice, tranquil waterfall of character flaws.
Yeah.
And finally, the top sign you have a bad financial advisor.
Yes.
He demands to see all your financial documents and any nude pictures you may have of your wife. And that, my friends, thank you.
Elvis, cut the building.
Thank you, Elvis announcer. Ahoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is from Jeannie.
Little Jeannie.
Stan and Haney. Don and I have, a good 1,500 albums from good to excellent condition from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and up. Don is in the process of cataloging them now.
Way to go, Don.
By everything on paper. But playing at the same time for condition. You know, play them, see if they pop, crackle. We need to sell many decades of stuff, and this is a start. But I have no clue on how to find fair pricing. Can you please direct me in a way to go about this? I need to sell so much stuff and downsize, plus need to get moving on with life and not stuff.
It's been too long, hasn't it?
I'm old now. And want to get health care and move on and live. Retired, so please. Don just sits and listens to you guys every single day, and he's actually afraid to ask for an opinion.
Don, thank you.
Thank you, Don. He just tells me to use that the two of you used to have someone come on, blah, 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 blah.
It's been too long.
Used to be doesn't count in my book. The future is coming fast, and I want to go anywhere. So we've worked nonstop our whole life. Time to unload, get money, go even into a motorhome. I have a 22-year-old bird also, I might add.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
So please advise us on how to not to get ripped off and how to sell these records. I have so much stuff.
Well, the first problem you're going to have is that bird.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. We haven't had John Marshall on in a long time.
And he helps a lot of people.
Yep. Moneymusic.com. Mighty John the Record Guy. Moneymusic.com. I'd like to have him back on.
Yeah, he's the only one I would trust with a true valuation.
But he has his catalog online, moneymusic.com.
With his, with the volume you're talking about, you'll need the catalog.
Absolutely. Always want to help our buddies Mike and Nick out with this one. We do it every year. We mention it. Guys, I cannot believe it, but this is our 10th year for the Harry Chapin Food Drive Punta Gorda Pub Crawl. Please let your listeners know that the Harry Chapin Food Bank can use the help by coming down to the Ice House parking lot in Punta Gorda on the 29th between the hours of 10:30 and 1. One raffle ticket will be given per can donation, up to 24 cans per person. We want to make this pub crawl successful for the Harry Chapin Food Bank. The estimate over all of these years would be over 25,000 pounds of food that we have raised for this event. And we mention it every year for them. The Harry Chapin Food Drive Punta Gorda Pub Crawl. Again, that's going to be, it's the 10th year doing it. You want to be a part of it. The Ice House parking lot in Punta Gorda on the 29th at 10:30. Get there by 10:30.
And obviously, our buddy John Kuhn is involved there, and we've had many, many friends over the years with the Harry Chapin Food Bank. I just feel like we need to point out that the Harry Chapin Food Bank is not affiliated with one of our other pet causes, the Charlie Chaplin Food Bank.
Right.
They're two separate entities.
Yep. Two separate entities and two different organizations, and you know, Harry Chapin did a lot of good things, but let's not forget Charlie Chaplin.
Our friend Nigel runs the Charlie Chaplin Food Bank.
We'll take a
it
break.
It consists mainly of ramen noodles.
Yeah. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Going to get you updated on traffic, and then I'm going to tell you how you can possibly win tickets to go see the Black Keys with special guest Gary Clark Jr. I'll give you the details on that in just a second. All right, a couple of things on the board this half hour. Crash, Fort Myers, Gladiolus Drive, and South Tamiami Trail. And then we also have a crash, Fort Myers, Winkler Road, and McGregor Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another update for you in about 30 minutes. Rob Show will have these tickets tonight as 96K Rock welcomes the Black Keys with special guest Gary Clark Jr. It's going to happen Friday, September 4th at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. Tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com if you want those tickets. But keep listening to K-Rock all this week to win tickets to go see the Black Keys. Details at 96krock.com. And as I told you, chance to win those tickets after 6 o'clock tonight with Rob Show on the Rob Show Show. Thank you. Always happy to take your phone calls on the show. You know that. Ahoy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is Sergeant Blunden.
Yes, Sergeant Blunden. Yes. Stan here from the Stan and Haney Show.
Yeah, roger that, Stan.
Roger, 10-4.
And I just want to start out by saying I know you're trying to do right by the community.
Who, me? For years I've tried to do right by the community, Sergeant. You are officially a sergeant, or you got another rank?
Yeah, it wouldn't mean anything to you, but I'm a first sergeant. But
first sergeant. What's that? Just three stripes? You all right? You sound like you're battling a little cold.
I would doubt that highly because I've been using a device manufactured by the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company.
Yeah.
Some people know that as 3M.
The 3M company, yes. What is that? A mask of some sort?
Yes, it's for industrial safety.
Okay.
A lot of people get put off by it, and you know what? An ounce of prevention is worth 16 ounces of cure.
I agree with you there, First Sergeant. I think I try to help the community in everything that I do. Thank you for calling and telling you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant. Yes.
Thank
now,
you.
Thank you. Stan is thank telling you. Sergeant Blunden thank you from the bottom of his thank you heart.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, what can I help you with?
It means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
But I don't think you'd intentionally mislead the public. But
I don't think I'm intent. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. Thank you.
You've been referring an awful lot to the video doorbells.
Yeah, the video doorbells. Yes, Sergeant. Twice now this week. They have my doorbell, my video doorbell, has come to the rescue, and thanks to the community who sees these intruders coming to my door.
I understand that people are fascinated with technology and whatnot.
Are you saying I'm doing a disservice by saying how great it is and how the community is? What are you driving at, First Sergeant?
First of all, let's do a little Socratean dialogue.
Okay.
What is it, sir? That you think is so great about these video doorbells?
While I'm away from home, I can find out who's coming to my door, who's trying to break in, maybe a package is being delivered, and when they come to the door, no matter where I am, I can communicate with them. Can I help you? You are an intruder. I'm calling the police and putting it on the video doorbell network.
Okay.
That's why they have it, Sergeant.
Well, I can tell by...
And I'm doing a disservice?
I can tell by your answer that I thought you were a little more situationally aware than that, but you're really a babe in the woods, aren't you?
Well, you know what? Thank goodness you called, Sergeant, and you can set me and our listeners straight, because apparently we're doing it all wrong.
First of all...
Yes, Sergeant. Well, can I point out, first of all, that you're a sergeant of nothing?
That's your right, sir.
Yes.
That's
yes,
why
yes.
I'm out there every day defending your right to be able to belittle
you're
me.
You're not defending anything. You're in a golf cart. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
People have been trying to replace private law enforcement through various measures of automation forever.
Uh-huh, and I would think this helps law enforcement.
No, sir. Video doorbell.
Yes.
And if I understand correctly, your latest miracle story involves an elderly woman who your wife yelled at through the doorbell. Am I correct in that?
Yes, you're correct.
Well, unless that video doorbell manages to sprout legs and a pair of cuffs, there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Now, if you had private law enforcement wrench her arm around backwards and put her in flexing.
Let's just say you're private law enforcement. You're a security guard. We all know that. But suppose you're on the other side of the complex. I answer a door, and it's somebody, not a little old lady, but a guy that's trying to come in and rob me. How am I going to get a hold of you? With this, I got video, and I can alert everybody.
Well, who are you going to alert?
Alert the community. Then they'll go and be able to identify him after I call the cops, the real cops.
So then your elderly neighbors would be able to say, I think this guy's the murderer.
You know what? You know what? I need to take a step back, Sergeant Blunden.
You sure do. You need to give me 5 feet right now.
Why don't you tell our listeners, and I'll step back. Why don't you tell our listeners?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. How
Roger
to
Roger that.
10-4. Tell us how to go about doing this now. So not everybody has a video doorbell. You recommend against it. How should we handle a situation? Give us a scenario and how it should be properly handled.
Well, in your case, I'm not necessarily full-on anti-video doorbell, but they should be networked in such a way that it does alert your private law enforcement.
Really?
A human being needs to be in the equation, you see.
I suppose it's just the UPS guy delivering a package, and I know it's arrived. Why would that have to go immediately to law enforcement to notify somebody was
private,
at my door?
Private law private. Enforcement. For a complex like yours, you need private law enforcement.
What do you do? Now, what complex are you at right now? What golf and country club are you at right now working the gate? Take us into your place. What do you do for that complex that a video doorbell wouldn't do? What does First Sergeant Sean Blunden
with his 3M mask go and do for his community in the event that there is an intruder or somebody doing loitering?
Well, I'm currently on the job.
Are you smoking right now, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
I guess they allow that, huh?
I'm in my private vehicle.
Okay. All right. On the grounds of the complex to which you work.
Yes. I recently was able matter of fact, through a friend of yours, Ray Conlon, I was able to get a hell of a deal on a 98 Crown Vic. It's got cop tires, and it's top-notch.
Okay.
I'm still working on it, you know, getting the bubble gum machine fixed. And
you can't do that. It's illegal. Take me to your complex. How does Blunden solve these situations? And keep in mind, you can't be two places at one time, can you, Blunden?
Well, right now I'm working the lakes at the Pines on the Gulf.
That's a beautiful community. That's got to pay pretty well.
Well, some people call it the Jewel of Lehigh Acres.
Yeah, I've heard that said.
But, you know, they've tried to automate me out of a job forever.
So that's what it is. Yeah. That's what it is. You don't like this because it's more efficient.
Well, if you recall, there was a motion picture that came out in the 1990s. The title of it was Home Alone. And
it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. And people got it in their heads that all they had to do was rig up a bunch of Rube Goldberg traps, and that would keep Joe Pesci out of their domicile.
But it doesn't work that way.
Obviously, that didn't work.
No.
And then there was one company, thankfully out of business now, where all they did, I think it was made in Taiwan, where it had a rudimentary motion sensor.
Yeah.
And if that was tripped, it would make the sound of a large barking dog.
And
that didn't work. And then some people got real creative, and they used the same rudimentary motion sensor, but when it was tripped, it would be the sound of someone racking a shotgun.
Yeah, but that's
and
all
whatnot.
Dated stuff now, Blunden. And so far, you haven't given me any explanation on how you're better than what we have today.
I think it's obvious. These machines can't smell.
You can, of course.
And believe you me, sir, I can smell trouble.
Yeah, it's almost like a sixth sense, isn't it?
It usually smells like authentic Mexican food.
What place you work at again?
Currently I'm stationed at the lakes at the Pines on the Gulf.
In Lehigh.
In Lehigh.
Right.
Well, I don't think it's officially, it might be on the outskirts of Lehigh.
Right.
You know, if you push me on it, it might even be closer to Immokalee than Lehigh proper.
That's great.
But it's the lakes at the Pines on the Gulf.
It's beautiful. 18-hole course?
No, there's no course.
Oh, that's my bad.
No, it's the lakes at the Pines on the Gulf. I think they meant Gulf
there's
of Mexico.
No, but there's
not
no
Gulf.
I'm just thinking where you're describing there. It's 20 miles to a beach.
Yeah, just a quick ride.
Yeah,
it's really a top-notch community.
Okay, now we're running out of time, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart all the time you've given us today in educating us. Give us one tip.
You see, these idiot doorbells, them hooked up amongst community, right?
Yeah.
With the option to send it along to law enforcement.
Yes.
Now, your public law enforcement, you send that to them, what are they going to do?
They're going to come out and file a report, and they want to see the video and see if they can ID the guy.
Oh, the hell they are. They're going to go, guess what, Sarge? It's another doorbell. Oh, my God. Somebody's at the door. Well, tell them to go away.
What are you
going
me,
to do?
I would have a response time of under 20 minutes. And
under 20?
I would arrive on my golf cart, my EV, baton in hand, ready to rack some ass.
That's great. Suppose I'm on vacation and I need to have that doorbell monitoring my domicile, as you would like to say, to keep an eye on the place while I'm gone.
You know, I probably shouldn't be telling tales out of school.
Uh-huh. But what the hell?
But Mr. Stan, just to teach you a little lesson here.
Uh-huh.
What if you're on vacation in Hawaii and you look in your little video doorbell?
Yeah.
And you see some jackass real close up smiling at you.
Yeah. I'd call the police.
And all he's doing is putting duct tape over the camera and the mic.
Well, I'd still have the video of him doing that.
Yeah, but he's wearing a ski mask. If he did that to me, I would fight. Mm. I wouldn't let him put, tape me up.
Right. Yeah, so if I'm in Hawaii, all I would have to do is call my local security law enforcement, you, and you'd make the 20-minute drive over there and catch him red-handed.
Well, look, I don't want to get too specific, but I know where you live, and I know the pool manager, Phil, and he'd probably give me a call.
First Sergeant Blunden, thank you so much for helping us out today.
Yeah, and how about getting off Phil's ass? He's got a drinking problem.
His name's Rusty.
Is that what he told you?
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Get
you.
Get off Rusty's ass. He's a good man.
Thank you.
His wife doesn't push that shopping cart around for nothing.
Thank you, Sergeant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, thank you. 96 Kara.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney.
Everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up. Thank you. Rob show at 6 o'clock. We played this earlier in the week for our earlier listening audiences. I think we played it like in the 3 o'clock hour. Rick Peterson, our production guy, put it together of people over the years who have come on the show.
It's pretty interesting.
And were willing to sing a cappella for us or just come on and sing. They weren't planning to. We were interviewing them.
We asked.
Say, will you sing? Here's a little sample over the last 29 years.
Peter, Chris, Peter, how are you?
How you doing, Stan? Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys have been playing, but we just can't find the sound. That's it.
James Brown.
Try a little bit harder. I want to be loved. That's right. I want to be loved.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm on a roll. I want to be loved. That's right. So long.
Speedy the Alka-Seltzer guy.
Alka-Seltzer, Speedy Alka-Seltzer. Got a headache. Take it for relief. When a headache comes along, get relief and sing this song, Alka-Seltzer.
Everybody has probably sung a Pete Seeger tune.
In the squares of the city, by the shadow of the steeple, by the relief office, I saw my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there whistling. What did he whistle? This land, old crowd sings, this land was made for you and me. Was a great high wall there, tried to stop me. Was a great big sign, said private property. But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
God.
I want to be loved by you, and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. Boop, boop, boop. Ba-doop.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Did Stan mention that he's jacked up on painkillers?
Davy Jones,
I. I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise. Wipe the sleep out of my eyes. Shaving razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? There you got it.
Paul Williams. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Stan. If I knew the way, I'd go back home. But the countryside has changed so much, I'd surely end up lost. Half-remembered names and faces so far in the past. On the other side of bridges that were burned once they were crossed. I mean, it's like, oh. Are you kidding?
All right, the money's in the mail.
I'll send you $7.
Hi, Gwyneth.
Hi. I'm gonna fly away, glad you're going my way. I love it when we're cruising together.
Tommy Tune, 9-time Tony Award winner.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. I'm on radio. No. I'm on radio down in Fort Myers. Okay. Listen to this.
All right.
That trip to heaven till the dance is through. I've danced with dozens of others the whole night through. Okay, that's all you get.
That's fantastic.
I didn't know I did that so high.
Rhinestone Cowboy. Getting caught
you guys love it.
All right.
All righty.
We're pros. We backed it up.
Just a little sample.
I'll never forget that one.
Yeah.
And you know what else?
What?
Tina Louise, man.
Yeah.
Voice like honey.
Oh, yeah. She's something special. That was the one thing, because I had just gotten out of surgery and I had to take the day off, but I wasn't going to miss her on the show, and I just wanted her to sing I Want to Be Loved by You from Gilligan's Island.
And James Brown.
Ah!
He wants to be loved.
Yep. I only wish we had the stuff with the harmonica.
That's right.
But that was private.
Yep.
Let's get you updated on traffic. Couple of things. They're both in Lehigh Acres. Crash, Lee Boulevard and Gunnery Road North. And the other one in Lehigh Acres. Crash, Joel Boulevard and Bell Boulevard North. Right by the Winn-Dixie. And you're up to date. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, February 26th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Yeah, we've been around a while.
Yeah.
And we've gotten to know some famous people and musicians. You just Heard us there backing up our dear friend Glenn Campbell. But someone who has played Fort Myers many times and been a guest on this show multiple times, our good friend Meatloaf.
Oh, yeah.
We love him.
Yep.
And Meatloaf has had a very successful career. But I think in 1977, with Bat Out of Hell.
That's his masterpiece.
Perfection. Again, 1977 is when it came out. And you hear all about Pink Floyd and the Eagles and what they do. But Bat Out of Hell, to this day, still sells approximately 200,000 copies annually.
That's impressive. And when he goes to his mailbox, he has a nice check waiting for him every year.
And God knows he needs it.
Yeah, good for him.
He's not doing well, last I heard.
Masterpiece.
Yeah, really, you know, we talk about some of the McCartney records, but Bat Out of Hell, there's not a bum track on that.
No.
You're a big fan of Converse, aren't you?
Yeah. You and I both had almost came this close to a deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, your Converse All-Stars are considered basketball shoes.
Right.
But no one has worn them in the NBA since 1980.
I want to know what we're talking about. The Chucks, the canvas Converse All-Stars, or the leather Dr. J Converse All-Stars?
It says Converse All-Stars. It doesn't differentiate. The last player that wore Converse All-Stars from the Atlanta Hawks, Tree Rollins.
I remember Tree Rollins.
They were large shoes.
Yes. But Dr. J was in the early 80s wearing his Converse All-Stars.
That's what they're telling me.
I disagree. Back in the day, even back in the 70s, it's hard to believe they could even play basketball in them. They were wearing the canvas Chucks. Those are pro kids.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've told this story a couple of times over the years, but I had a couple of knucklehead buddies that decided it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
To get married on Leap Day, lot of chuckles to be had because, hey, I don't have to worry about my anniversary every year. And I went to two weddings on Leap Day.
That had to be hell on earth.
It really was. And I want to say it was in 92.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Yeah, I had to go to two weddings the same day because they both had the same idea. What a hoot.
Yep.
Because we won't have a wedding anniversary all the time. It'll
every
be very
4 years.
Yeah, be very rare. Well, both marriages ended in complete disaster, just yep. In flames.
I can imagine.
And it didn't take long. But Miller Lite has a better idea. They are celebrating Leap Day in perhaps a better manner. Miller Lite just announced that this Saturday, February 29th, they will be celebrating Leap Day by giving everyone a free case of beer.
How do you go about doing it?
According to them, it's very simple. You buy a case of Miller Lite, send them your receipt, and they will refund the cost to you directly on PayPal.
Wow!
And incidentally,
yes,
this is the first time that Leap Day has fallen on a Saturday since 1992. So
that's amazing.
Enjoy the beers. Don't get married. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Hi, I'm Jason. You're in love and want to purchase a diamond. You have so many choices. You may be thinking, do I wait till I'm back in New York? Do I jump online and search the internet? Maybe I'll cruise over to the islands. Before buying a diamond, you owe it to yourself to give Todd and me an opportunity at the Diamond District.
Jason and I have the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in Southwest Florida. All are priced at or below the most competitive places in the world. We've partnered with De Beers in Canada and Africa. We've traveled to Israel, Antwerp, and India to select our diamonds. We want to offer you the best possible diamond buying experience.
Come see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
Do you know that this soda that you brought in, this Cuban stuff?
Yeah.
This, how did Karen say it?
Much better than we do.
Mata Riva.
What's it doing to you?
Well, she couldn't understand what was going on because she had to go and voice a few things, and she had the jumps and the jitters. Yeah. And I noticed that I got a little jumpy from drinking it, and Jen, her partner up there in traffic, went and did some research on it. It's got more sugar in it than like the energy drinks, and has more sugar than any over-the-counter can of soda. It's loaded.
Like Beyond Jolt?
Yes. Well, I don't know about Jolt. Jolt was caffeine.
Oh.
But like your, what are your drinks that you go, the pep-up drinks?
Mm-hmm.
This got more.
And you're feeling jittery?
Yeah. Sure.
Rob looks sleepy.
Well, did you drink it all?
Yeah, but I have a very high tolerance for caffeine.
Because you're always drinking those energy drinks.
Well, right? I drink coffee all day. Yeah. All day long.
You got coffee right now?
Yeah, right here.
All right. You make it here?
No, home. Cold brew.
Oh, nice.
Yes, yeah. Very good.
And it keeps you regular, too.
Yep. Very regular. Yeah. On a schedule. You could time it.
Yep. Sorry about that, folks.
Did I say Bill?
Yes. No, you didn't.
Bill, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, people throw the term karma around a lot, and I usually keep my mouth shut about it, but a lot of them don't seem to understand what it means. But I think we might have a legitimate example here. You can be the judge, Stan.
All right.
Catherine Kenyon is getting her PhD at Clemson University. Earlier this month, she made the local paper after she found someone's class ring in a parking lot and returned it to them. And they were quite surprised because it turned out they lost it there at least 4 years ago. Catherine could relate because her class ring went missing after she left it on a bus in 2017. Well, 2 weeks after she returned the ring, someone she'd never met texted her a picture of her ring that he found. Wow. And said, hey, what's it worth to you? No. And it wasn't even because of the news story. It was a complete coincidence. The guy said he was just cleaning out an old bag when he spotted the ring. It turns out he found the ring 3 years ago and Catherine's name was engraved on it. And he did make an attempt to locate her then, but he couldn't find her. Well, you know what? Give Google 3 years and a whole lot more stuff will be available. This time, all he did was run a search on her name and found everything about her.
Yep.
He thinks it's definitely the result of good karma, but Catherine has another explanation, trying to be gracious. I think it just speaks volumes to the type of person that lives here.
Yeah, there's three good co-eds right there.
Well, there's two good ones. But you know what? You better ingratiate yourself to that third friend or you're getting nowhere.
Yeah, because she's going to be everywhere and she better like you.
And I don't mean just now. I mean 20 years could go by and she's going to end up being a house guest. And just prepare yourself. Poor 75-year-old John King.
What happened to 75-year-old John King?
Nothing good. He was at the hospital in New Smyrna.
Yes.
For respiratory failure over the weekend.
Right. COPD.
Yeah, well, so obviously the guy's miserable. And in his opinion, he felt the nurses were purposely ignoring him. Well, he's 75. He's in bad shape. What's he going to do?
What'd he do?
Nurses aren't paying attention. Well, he thought it through and did the only thing he could do.
What?
Set his hospital bed on fire. That'll get him. And it did. Mainly, not because of the flames and the smoke, but when the 84-year-old man who John was sharing the room with yelled at the top of his lungs, quote, the MF-er in here lit his effing bed on fire. I can't breathe. That brought the nurses running. Not anything John did by setting the bed on fire.
Take a look at him. You'd figure he'd get noticed. Look at that mustache.
A lot of singeing went on there, I bet.
Yes!
One of the nurses put out the fire with an extinguisher and no one was hurt, but the bed was a complete loss. The staff caught John trying to escape on the elevator and physically restrained him until the police arrived. In addition to all of his maladies, he was arrested for felony arson.
Yeah, but one hell of a mustache.
That is. That's almost all stash.
Yep. And he wouldn't get noticed?
Nope.
Go figure.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, Stan, I just celebrated a birthday.
You sure did, Haney.
And I'm still exhausted. It seems like birthdays used to be more low-key.
Yeah. Well, but if you're a woman, it's not.
Well, it just low-key won't do anymore, evidently. A 23-year-old Florida woman crashed her car this month while topless. She was topless as she was attempting to provide her boyfriend sexual favors on his birthday while she was driving. The arrest report goes into great detail. So if you're wondering, it is explained that she was not only providing manual stimulation, while she was driving, she was also engaged in oral stimulation while topless.
Yeah, doing it all.
And when the police arrived, they found the lucky couple arguing next to their destroyed car, and she began physically striking her boyfriend when he had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to suggest to our gal that she might want to calm down.
Oh, you don't tell her. No.
She explained to the police she was topless when the crash happened because she, quote, wanted to look sexy for him on his birthday.
By the looks of her, she does that for all the guys.
What do they call her?
They call her the bus.
Why is that?
Because everybody rides.
They arrested the boyfriend for resisting arrest after he refused to cooperate and continued fighting with her, acting like the cops weren't even there. She's facing charges for battery and disorderly conduct.
Everybody rides.
Happy birthday. You got nothing to be proud of, son. Nothing. Don't you look at me like you're the cock of the walk. That's the news for today, Wednesday, February 26th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
She just wanted to look sexy.
Yeah, she sure wanted to. She tried.
Yep, people in hell want ice water,
damn
too.
Damn right, didn't work.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show will be in at 6 o'clock, and I'm told he will have Black Keys tickets to give away at some point this evening, so that's pretty good.
It is lovely to see your young wife here.
Yes, she came by because we're gonna go Bonita, we're going to
doctor's appointment.
No, diner. Diner down in Bonita,
telling her how much I admired her. You know, it's a handful having an elderly husband that's prone to falls.
That's great. Did she tell you how she set me up?
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Yep. It's at least the second or third time where it's just like, and then 10 seconds goes by, 15 seconds goes by. She listening to hear if there's any movement. And then, you okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's get you updated.
She's awesome.
Yes, she is. One thing on the board, geez, hit and run, Fort Myers, 17,000 block of Willowbrook Lane, right by the Celestina Cleaning Service.
Of course. Everybody knows where that is. Why didn't you say it to begin with?
Big business right there.
Yeah.
Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
You travel the whole country and everybody is freaking out. Everywhere I go, people are doing deep yoga breaths in the airport. They're downloading meditation apps on their phone, just trying to keep it together. Calm down. You're doing great. Life is imperfect. It never was, and it never will be. We all got stuff to deal with. You're doing great. So what? You're fat. Who cares? We're all fat. You're either really fat, kind of fat, or trying not to be fat. Either way, fat's coming. And that's all right. Don't hate on it. You know why you're fat? Because you're winners. Yeah, first generation, born at the right time, doesn't have to fight for survival. Food always within arm's reach, perfect temperature everywhere you go. Every day wake up in America, it's a perfect 72 and snacky. So yeah, we're going to be a little chubby. Big deal. Don't hate on it. Except you. This is it, guys. You're a grown-up. You're an adult. This is what you ended up looking like.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is Sergeant Blunden.
Yes, Sergeant Blunden, yes. Stan here from the Stan and Haney Show.
Yeah, roger that, Stan.
Roger, 10-4.
You've been referring an awful lot to the video doorbells.
Yeah, the video doorbells. Yes, Sergeant, twice now this week. They have my video doorbell has come to the rescue, and thanks to the community who sees these intruders coming to my door.
I understand that people are fascinated with technology and whatnot.
Are you saying I'm doing a disservice by saying how great it is and how the community is? What are you driving at, Sergeant?
First of all, let's do a little Socratean dialogue.
Okay.
What is it, sir, that you think is so great about these video doorbells?
While I'm away from home, I can find out who's coming to my door, who's trying to break in, maybe a package is being delivered, and when they come to the door, no matter where I am, I can communicate with them. Can I help you? You are an intruder. I'm calling the police and putting it on the video doorbell network.
Okay.
That's why they have it, Sergeant.
Well, I can tell by...
And I'm doing a disservice?
I can tell by your answer that I thought you were a little more situationally aware than that, but you're really a babe in the woods, aren't you?
Well, you know what? Thank goodness you called, Sergeant, and you can set me and our listeners straight, because apparently we're doing it all wrong.
Well, in your case, I'm not necessarily full-on anti-video doorbell. Mm-hmm. But they should be networked in such a way that it does alert your private law enforcement.
Really?
A human being needs to be in the equation, you see.
I suppose it's just the UPS guy delivering a package, and I know it's arrived. Why would that have to go immediately to law enforcement to notify somebody was
private,
at my door?
Private law private. Enforcement. For a complex like yours, you need to... private law enforcement.
What do you do? Now, what complex are you at right now? What golf and country club are you at right now working the gate?
The Lakes at the Pines on the Gulf.
That's a beautiful community. That's got to pay pretty well.
Well, some people call it the Jewel of Lehigh Acres. it's really a top-notch community.
Okay. Now, we're running out of time, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, all the time you've given us today in educating us, not give us
but,
One tip.
You see, these video doorbells, you got them hooked up amongst community, right?
Yeah.
With the option to send it along to law enforcement.
Yes.
Now, your public law enforcement, you send that to them, what are they going to do?
They're going to come out and file a report, and they want to see the video and see if they can ID the guy.
Oh, the hell they are. They're going to go, guess what, Sarge? It's another doorbell. Oh, my God, somebody's at the door. Well, tell them to go away.
What
That's
are
all
you? What are you going
Me,
to do?
I would have a response time of under 20 minutes. And
under 20?
I would arrive on my golf cart, my EV, baton in hand, ready to rack some ass.
That's great. Suppose I'm on vacation and I need to have that doorbell monitoring my domicile, as you would like to say, to keep an eye on the place while I'm gone.
You know, I probably shouldn't be telling tales out of school.
Uh-huh. But what the hell?
But Mr. Stan, just to teach you a little lesson here.
Uh-huh.
What if you're on vacation in Hawaii and you look in your little video doorbell?
Yeah.
And you see some jackass real close up smiling at you.
Yeah. I'd call the police.
And all he's doing is putting duct tape over the camera and the mic.
Well, I'd still have the video of him doing that.
But he's wearing a ski mask. If he did that to me, I would fight. I wouldn't let him put, tape me up.
Right. Yeah, so if I'm in Hawaii, all I would have to do is call my local security law enforcement, you, and you'd make the 20-minute drive over there and catch him red-handed.
Well, look, I don't want to get too specific, but I know where you live, and I know the pool manager, Phil, and he'd probably give me a call.
First Sergeant Blunden, thank you so much for helping us out today.
Yeah, and how about getting off Phil's ass? He's got a drinking problem.
His name's Rusty.
Is that what he told you?
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
get
you.
Get off Rusty's ass. He's a good man.
Thank you.
His wife doesn't push that shopping cart around for nothing.
Thank you, Sergeant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.